All on CRN. Don't miss it.
Does a nation that cannot control its borders deserve the respect of those who cross those borders illegally? I'm Barry Farber, and on our newsmaker line right now, a man who I predict breaks into open laughter, or at least a broad and deep smile, every time he hears politicians talk about immigration as though it's a recently discovered problem. Peter Bramalow, I'll introduce him a little more fully as the program develops, but he is a superstar writer, came up in journalism through the financial field, writer for Barron's and Fortune and other major publications, founder of a website that only has one thing to complain about. Don't make any plans for the evening if you care about America and go into his website, VDare, and you will emerge. I don't know, have you ever had the experience of going to clean out the attic or the basement, and you find a little bunch of essays you wrote in the eighth grade? Whatever plans you had are canceled. Same thing, this is the most engrossing website in my collection, VDare, and they're devoted to the problems and the passions of immigration. Peter Bramalow has a right to laugh at politicians today on both sides, because he's been fighting this identical war, to my personal knowledge, for at least the last quarter of the last century. Peter, how long would you estimate you've been on this particular battlefront?
Oh, Barry, I started writing. I wrote a big cover story in National Review called Time to Rethink Immigration in 1992. And that grew into the book I published in 1995, Alien Nation. Both the cover story and the book are available. You can get to them from VDare.com. Of course, National Review, after about 5 years, abandoned the fighting on the immigration front and just became a totally conservative operation. And that's when I founded VDare. We went live on Christmas Eve of 1999. It's getting to be quite a long time now.
Well, I remember thinking at the time that you were in the situation, where the deep sea diver on the bottom of the ocean gets a call through his intercom saying, "Hurry on back up, the ship is sinking." After doing all that splendid work, the ship, the National Review, did a 180. I've never
understood. I'm afraid so.
Can you explain why now it's still a dominant force on the right, but in those days it was about all the right had? National Review. Ronald Reagan imputed his knowledge of the world and what ought to be done from his reading of National Review. How in the world and why in the world would they pull a 180 on immigration and leave people like you politically homeless?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons, Barry. I think one of the reasons is that Bill Buckley, who I have a very low opinion of, contrary to almost everybody else on the American right, was getting old. He was simply jealous of his successor, John O'Sullivan, who had been aide to Mrs. Thatcher. And so he wanted to fire John just because he wanted to have somebody who was more compliant. I think also that Bill was under a lot of pressure from the congressional Republicans and probably from donors to abandon our criticism of the sort of Wall Street Journal on immigration.
Man, stay there, Peter. We're going to take a quick break and return.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, According to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Remelo, skipper of VDare.com. More about that later on our newsmaker line right now. And you were explaining, Peter, when the clock forced me to cut you off momentarily, why National Review, which was a stalwart, tightened the borders of really like our immigration legal, thank you, not what's going on right now. And all of a sudden, bang, the opposite. You were explaining why Bill Buckley did that 180, and I'm fascinated.
Right.
Go ahead, continue.
The other reason I was about to say is that, you know, it really goes to why the Republican Party itself, the Congressional Republican Party, after briefly thinking about doing something about immigration in the mid-90s, abandoned it completely for 20 years. And I think it speaks to the power of the donors. The big donors, who are basically big business people, simply want cheap labor, and they won't hear of anything else. Any other problem or any other concern from immigration, they just won't listen to. And as it turned out, we have a whole generation of politicians, really post-Reagan, a whole generation of Republican politicians and Republican publicists who simply won't stand up to them. They just want to go along to get along. And I think that was a major part of what's going on in National Review, too. I mean, when I look at National Review now and also some of these sites like Red State and so on, it's obvious who are attacking Trump so savagely, and which obviously means that they're going to elect Hillary if they get in their way. There's no support among grassroots Republicans for that. And if they don't like Trump, they like Hillary even less, but they're still very strident. And I think it speaks to the power of the donors. I think all these organizations have money, pools of money behind them who are anti-Trump and anti-immigration patriotism.
Well, take somebody who, at least on paper and in song and legend, is on what I'm going to call our side. Legal immigration, stamp out. Illegal immigration, control the borders, and let's figure out what to do, and let no tears of sentimentalism blind us here. We've got a nation to rescue and defend. How about Trump? He is the leader of what I want to consider our side, but I want to know if you approve of A, him, and B, his recipes for immigration.
Obviously, Barry, I think Trump is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen in American politics. He's more amazing than Goldwater and Reagan. He's just come completely out of left field, and he's taken the party away from the party establishment. And he's done it very large because of his stance on immigration. It's not like he said a great deal about immigration, but he didn't have to. All he had to point out was that there's a lot of crime and rape caused by illegal immigration, and that there's a labor market impact of legal immigration, and that importing Muslims is not. That was enough for him to win the nomination from a Republican establishment which was completely unprepared for this argument. So in general, I think he's great. I mean, you know, for those of us who write a lot about politics and think a lot about politics, he's kind of a difficult figure to handle because, you know, he won't read briefs. He's only just recently started to read speeches. You know, he forgets his lines, but his instincts are obviously very, very good, and that's been enough.
How about his switching right now? People are complaining that has flip-flopped on immigration, so much time has wasted.
You know, this isn't the first time this has happened. There have been several occasions when there have been mainstream media spasms of exam because they think he's changed his mind on immigration, and he always goes back to his basic line, which is, you know, his basic paper, which he put out last year, was apparently written basically by Senator Sessions from Alabama, who is by far the best senator on immigration. He always goes back to that, so I'm not particularly worried about it. He wouldn't have hired Steve Bannon from Breitbart to be his campaign chief if he wasn't going to campaign on immigration. And what else has he got to do? What else? You know, this is the issue that can win for him, and nothing else can. Perhaps trade can, I should say, but immigration is the key issue for him.
I don't understand. First of all, I may repeat myself from last night. It does not speak well of the American public. It does not speak well for the Hispanics that it is generally assumed with no contradiction that the only way to win them over is to defend their countrymen or their fellow Hispanics who have broken the law. Now, I happen to be Jewish. You're not going to get my vote if you stand up and promise you're going to go easy on income tax cheaters. My Italian friends will tell you, including Rudy Giuliani, you're not going to get their vote by saying you're going to be soft against organized crime. What an insult to the Spanish community, the Hispanic community, that we are blindly assuming the only way to reach them is by condoning their criminals, those who have broken the law and entered the United States. I don't understand our national caving in on that. You touched a raw nerve a couple of minutes ago when you talked about the hunger for cheap labor. Maybe the liberals just want America to be like an international park, and the conservatives want cheap labor. I can't explain it in the other way.
Right. The first thing is, I think you're completely correct about Hispanics. I mean, this term Hispanics is a misnomer anyway. You know, it includes a very large number of people who have very little in common with each other. I mean, white Cubans and Mexicans and the people from El Salvador and so on and so forth. These people don't have a lot in common with each other, actually, and don't necessarily get on. But, you know, Proposition 187 in California 20 years ago, which was an attempt to cut illegal immigration to keep them away from tax subsidies, you know, that got about a third of the Hispanic vote. So I don't know, that's a heavily Mexican area, the Hispanic community in California. It's not at all clear to me that Hispanics who are here are in favor of all this stuff. And if they were in favor of this stuff, it's not clear we should pay any attention to them, because what they're basically saying is they want to get more of their own people in, and why should Americans go for that? Isn't this really a question of what Americans want? I mean, the real target of opportunity in this election is the white vote, which until 1965 Immigration Act, would have been called the American vote, because there were no Hispanics there in 1965, minimal numbers of Hispanics prior to the 1965 Immigration Act. And there's a black minority, but fundamentally the country, everybody knew that and realized that the country was white, and it was basically built by whites. Now the question is, the Republicans have to rally their base, which is the white vote.
When we get back together, Peter, after a medley of selected business announcements, I want to get down to some areas that are very uncomfortable to talk about, but I'm sorry, they're facts of political life, and they won't go away merely by turning our backs on them. And you're the one person in the English-speaking world best qualified to deal with what I'm going to bring up, and we'll be right back.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles. Ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Herb Brummelow is the founder of the Center for American Unity, the author of books like The Patriot Game, National Dreams and Politics, Realities and Alien Nation. And it's a little bit confusing to me now because my eyesight isn't what it was when I was 18. But let me try again. Peter, can you help me with that title? It's a rather long...
It was Alien Nation, Common Sense About America's Immigration Disaster. And that's a play, of course, on Tom Paine's famous pamphlet, Common Sense, published during the American Revolution. The book was published in 1995, and it was an attack on America's policy, you know, on legal immigration. I'm an immigrant, just like Tom Paine was, and it's very disturbing to me to come here and find, you know, that this horrible thing has happened to this country that I went to so much trouble to get to. In many respects, you know, Ann Coulter's book that she published last year, Adios America, is sort of the sequel. It was, I think, very highly of Anne, and I think very highly of her book, and she had a great influence on Trump.
All right, I'm going to try for a comeback here. Another book by you, is the Patriot Game. Tell me about that.
That's right, Barry. That was a book I published on Canadian politics after I left Stanford in 1972. I went to business school there. I went up to Canada and worked in financial journalism for most of the 70s. And I wrote a book about Canadian politics, which in many ways, some of the themes I've worked on in the U.S. were there. I argued there that English Canada is fundamentally an American nation, and the idea of creating the quote-unquote Canadian nationalism, an anti-American Canadian nationalism, was basically wrong. And also I argued that Quebec would eventually secede. And I think that's been largely proved true. I mean, the attempt to produce, to divorce English Canada from the U.S. has failed. Quebec hasn't yet seceded, but it has elected a number of separatist governments, and it's become more and more evident that it's a nation-state, French-speaking nation-state. But this is a long way from what we're talking about now.
Right. I'm just curious, while we're there, what do Canadians say to other Canadians when no Americans are listening about American politics at the moment?
Well, you've got to be very careful about what Canadians say, because, of course, what we get is what the Canadian media says. And what the Canadian media says kind of filtered version of what the American media says. But if you're going out to ordinary Canadians and in Western Canada and so on, you generally find a lot of sympathy with America in general and the immigration problem in particular. Actually, their immigration problem is worse than the U.S. because the numbers coming in are larger relative to their population. They do have a better grasp on the skill levels of the immigrants coming in. They try to select more skilled immigrants, which means that they don't easily go on welfare. But that's been kind of a mixed success because, the big bugbear, the big problem with immigration policy in the Western world is so-called family reunification. When people get in, they can start to sponsor their relatives in from the third world. And that, of course, produces a very rapid degradation in skill levels. And you get very large numbers of people, in some cases up to 100 immigrants will come because just one immigrant's been allowed legally. And in America, it's treated like a civil right, really. If you're an immigrant, if you're a foreigner who has a relative here, you have a civil right to immigrate here. The only thing the Americans can do is delay it.
Is there what we call jus soli law of the soil, meaning if you're born there,
right,
you're a citizen?
That's right. I mean, in most common law jurisdictions, like Britain, in the rest of the common law within the Anglosphere, have given that up now precisely because of this problem. If you're an illegal immigrant or even a visitor and you come to the U.S. and you have a child here, that child is an American citizen. And it's immediately eligible for all kinds of benefits. And ultimately, when it reaches 18, it can sponsor you in. And as a practical matter, of course, people don't want to deport the parents of American-born children. So it means that they can probably stay here anyway. And in fact, it's actually created a whole industry in the U.S., both tourism, particularly in China, but also to a certain extent in parts of Europe and so on. People will come here, women will come here, and stay in hostels and have the children here, just specifically in order to have them have American citizenship.
Okay,
it's a complete total racket, and of course it should be abolished. And one of the things Trump has promised to do, by the way, is abolish birthright citizenship. The wonderful thing about doing that is it defangs the illegal immigration problem politically. I mean, the reason the Democrats are so much in favor of illegal immigration is they think that these illegal immigrants are going to have children here, and those children are going to be American citizens, and they're all going to vote Democratic. And that's true. But if you were to abolish birthright citizenship, the children would be here. It doesn't throw them out exactly, but they would not be able to vote.
Stay right there. What I have for you is going to stay warm over the next commercial break.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earned some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Peter Brimelo on our newsmaker line. You know, I don't think there is a doctor in history who has ever advised a patient with lung cancer to keep on smoking. Why then, in a country like America with an immigration crisis, why don't we change the birthright law? It would be very easy to do. And you heard what Peter Brimelow just said. By the way, if anybody were to ask me, Barry, who is the voice you look up to on matters of immigration, I would not say Donald Trump. I would say Peter Brimelow on our newsmaker line right now, founder of a website that is going to suck you up the exhaust pipe and leave you a lot better informed and entertained on matters of immigration. It's vdare.com. VDARE.com. If doctors don't advise lung cancer patients to keep smoking, why do you simply never hear anybody suggest, why don't we wave our wand and change the law from jus soli, the law of the soil, to jus sanguinis, the law of the blood. You are what your parents are. If your parents are from Albania and they give birth in Burlington, North Carolina, congratulations on the new baby, but they are not, he is not, she is not, they are not American citizens ipso facto automatically. They are what the parents are, Albanian. So simple, so elementary. Maybe we have just lost it. Peter, what I was aiming at is this. I do not understand the general attitude toward immigration. The equation has crept into our bone marrow now that if you are for liberal open borders, you're a good guy, you're okay, you've got compassion, your heart is pumping, delicious corpuscles, good for mankind. But if you say we've got to control a country that cannot control its borders, does not deserve the respect of those who cross those borders illegally, then you are one half step short of being a Nazi. You're a very bad guy. Now, let me just stop right now. That's enough for right now. There's more coming later, but I'd like your comment on those issues.
Well, you know, it's one of these cases, one of the very rare cases, that somebody once said, where you can do what K Street wants. You can advocate what K Street wants. In other words, the big business lobbyists in Washington, D.C., they all have offices on K Street, and you praise as being a liberal hero. So it's a very hard thing to get around. The curious thing is, Barry, you know, is that we had a very similar legal immigration crisis in the early part of the 20th century. Immigration had gotten way out of control. It was far too high. And the people who were opposed to it were labor union leaders, people like Sam Gompers and so on. Because they could see it as breaking down, it was busting down the wage levels of the working class. And that's exactly what's happened here, by the way. I mean, wages for most Americans have stagnated for the last 30 to 40 years, really, since this immigration surge started. It's not the only reason, but it's the major reason. But you don't find the left anywhere on this question. They just don't want to talk about it. The American left has completely changed. It's no longer a representative of the working class. It's a representative of the new class, the people who consume taxes and run governments, run the, you know, government bureaucracy, and they're ethnic minorities. It's completely lost interest in the working class now.
All right. I'm looking now at a map of Europe. Let's draw a comparison here. The Zika virus is not welcome. Why? Because it is damaging. And we know about it. It's publicized. Turn the page. In European countries, as opposed to America, they have had it with the so-called Syrian refugees. ISIS, mind you, has done us the favor of telling us point blank in advance they are going to infiltrate their murderous agents into the ranks of Syrian refugees. Angela Merkel has destroyed any possibility of being a great German leader. She's widely hated now in Germany, because even though Germany, and by the way, this is not they don't like their names, they don't like their accents, their food doesn't smell good to German nose, not at all. This is based on the deeds, the misdeeds, the crime, how they celebrated New Year's in Cologne, remember, by raping every woman in sight. This is absurd and insane. And it's worse in Sweden, and it's worse in Austria, it's worse in Italy, Croatia, Macedonia. Everywhere we are reading about the disaster of this wave of immigrants in Europe. Now, people who feel the way I feel don't like to voice it because they're afraid they're going to get the bony finger of indignation in their faces. You're a bad guy. You're heartless. You're mean-spirited. I am no more against all. I'm not against all mosquitoes, and I'm not against all Muslims. I'm against the Zika virus mosquitoes who carry that awful thing, and Arab or Muslim or allied terrorists who murder people and rape people. How do we educate a population to understand that you are not one step away from being a Nazi if you want to control our border? There's more to the Nazi commitment than making sure your borders are secure.
You know, Barry, actually, I don't think it's the population that's the problem. I mean, immigration is extremely unpopular with American people. And if you poll them on things like stopping Muslim immigration, I just ran a blog about this, actually. A Rasmussen poll the other day showed that by 2-to-1 margin, Americans want to stop Muslim immigration. And that's true for all different racial groups. There's some variation, but every single racial group has a majority of people opposed to Muslim immigration. Plus, it's not the people that's the problem. It's the elite, particularly the media elite. And that's something which, you know, I guess we've both spent a lot of our lives thinking about. It's a very difficult thing to get around. One of the taglines we have on V-Day, on V-Day.com, on a website you can put tags on your stories so people can go and read all the similar stories, is called Netanyahu for President, because the Israelis faced a very similar illegal immigration crisis after Mubarak fell in Egypt, something that President Obama basically facilitated, and the Egyptians had done a deal with Israelis. And they were...
Hold it.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss. But custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-511-8384. You'll speak with a trained MD hearing aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-511-8384. That's 1-800-511-8384.
I'm Barry Farber. Go to feedair.com and you will get a flavor of information, entertainment, commitment, and arguments that may rescue America before America does itself in foolishly and unnecessarily on the issue of immigration, which really should be a very simple problem. I remember in my lifetime, my first wife was an alien. Every January, she had to go to a post office in America and register. Aliens had to register. Aliens had to have a sponsor. You couldn't come in if you didn't have a sponsor. Why? The government wanted to make sure that you would not be a burden on the American taxpayer. All that was just exploded to hell in tiny little pieces. Help me out here, Peter Brimelow. I think with Ted Kennedy, Senator Kennedy's immigration reform in 1965.
Right.
Let me If I'm
that made the big difference. That basically opened the floodgates. And it also did an thing which nobody ever discussed, it, but it suppressed immigration from Europe. Well, I believe your first wife was Swedish, wasn't she? It became very mm-hmm. much more difficult to get in from Europe. And it opened it up to the Third World. And as a practical matter, the Third World immigrants were able to shoulder aside all the European immigrants. So that the racial balance of the immigrant inflow changed very, very dramatically. But there's a lot of other things as well, you know, Barry. I mean, those laws against being a public charge, which date back out to the colonial period. This was never, they never had open borders in the U.S. They're still on the books. They're just not enforced. I mean, the executive branch has simply unilaterally decided not to enforce a lot of laws. Just as when I was first in the U.S. and I came here in 1970, you're quite right. We had to register every year if you had a green card, if you were a resident alien. And then in the Carter administration, that was suddenly stopped. We suddenly no longer used to get these postcards reminding us to register. They just simply stopped bothering about it. And that's something that the executive branch decided to do just unilaterally without any discussion with Congress.
Is there any hope at all? Do you see any light on the horizon, any spark of intelligence?
Well, I think what Trump did in the Republican primaries is simply stunning. That he was able to completely defeat the entire political establishment in the teeth of this enormous media hostility and so on. And they have to realize that there's some kind of a seismic force behind him. And that is largely on the immigration question and on the nationalism question. You know, he's an anti-globalist. So, yes, I think there is hope. And I think particularly there's hope because I think, you know, the political consultants will realize that this is an issue that people can run on. And you're starting to see some signs of that. The other thing is, Barry, you know, I remember the late 1970s, and we all thought the Soviet Union was going to take over the world, and then it collapsed. Nobody expected that. So that may be true for the immigration enthusiasts, too, that they may be at the end of their tether as well.
Well, are you aware, and a stupid question to ask, but I'm sure the skipper of V-Day is going to be aware of this, of what's going on in Scandinavia? In
It's absolutely extraordinary. You know, I mean, Sweden has one of the highest rape rates in the world right now. Well, as it used to be, you know, I'm sure when you were going over there in the 60s and 70s, completely safe, utterly safe, utterly safe. So it's extraordinary, this change. But what's worse than that is that, you know, the Swedish authorities, and for that matter the German authorities, are doing their very best to suppress the news. I mean, in Germany, they've actually prosecuted and jailed people for complaining about refugees on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg hands them over to the German authorities, and the German authorities put them in jail. They're doing everything they can to suppress resistance to this, to intimidate people out of resisting him.
And how did Germany get to be? You know, I asked a German legislator one time. Their laws are much more liberal than ours. They have an Article 16, which says anybody, this came up long before, I mean, I'm going back to the early 90s, anybody who wants to be an immigrant to Germany need only go to Germany and talk to the first person in a uniform. Could be a policeman, could be a soldier, could be a mailman. Anybody who wears a uniform, and just say the four-letter word, Asyl, A-S-Y-L, and you are accepted. And I asked this German legislator, why in the world do you do this to your country? And this was right after reunification, after the Berlin Wall came down. And he said, we were the worst country in the world, and now we want to be the best country in the world. So he equated opening the borders to being a good country.
Right, that's quite right. It appears that the entire German upper class is completely indoctrinated to believe that having a nation state is a bad thing. Now, I guess you can understand that, given the Second World War, but what I don't understand is why the British are doing it too. I mean, they were on the other side of the war. You know, they fought the Germans. But at the same time, they've particularly since Tony Blair became Prime Minister, they've got this tremendous surge of aliens come in, and they're going around prosecuting people who protest against it. There's no First Amendment in Britain, and it's very close to being a police state. They really do persecute people who criticize immigration. Now, I think that will happen here if Clinton wins. I think that the Supreme Court will suddenly define that hate speech is not what the founders meant by, free speech. By the First Amendment, doesn't cover hate speech. So, that's why it's a really important election.
For our finale, I want to know how in the world Hillary can remain a candidate after vowing to bring in the tremendous influx of Syrian refugees that she's promising to bring in.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
Peter Brimelow, I hate to sound like a teenager enraptured by a rock star, but I really love your website. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about V-Dare, how it started, and which way it's headed?
Well, V-Dare, Barry, is named after Virginia Dare, who was the first English child born in the New World. She was born in the Lost Colony in 1587.
In North Carolina.
I beg you, indeed, yes, absolutely. And you know, that's significant because we think that, the U.S. is fundamentally an English-speaking nation, and it's derived from values from Europe and from Britain. Occasionally, our enemies say she's the first white child, but that's not actually true. The first white child that we know of was called Snorri Porfinson, and he was born in the Vinland colony in around about 1000 AD. We can't call a website Snorri. any case, we founded it because after the purge of National Review, it was literally impossible that, you know, this was when the internet was just getting started. It was literally impossible that facts and analysis about immigration to be published anywhere in the media. And so that's why we got started. Now, of course, there are other places now that do some good stuff, including Breitbart, that... the head of which just went to run the Trump campaign. But I think we still have an edge. We still push the envelope on the immigration issue. And we're a forum site. We're open to people of any political persuasion, progressives and so on, who are critical of American immigration policy. As I say, in the old days, it used to be that the labor unions were critical of immigration because they knew it broke down the wages of the working class. Well, nowadays, of course, the labor unions are completely captured by left-wing operatives, and they do what the Democratic Party wants. But there are still progressives who are concerned about this, and we publish on a regular basis. We're not a right-wing site, but you know, we're a forum site. We publish people from across the political spectrum. It's very hard to get liberals to write right, however, because the reign of terror, you know, political correctness is so intense. But they don't want to be associated with the issue. They're afraid to speak up on the issue.
Well, I congratulate you for being unafraid and standing, as we said in the Civil War down south, you stand in the hedge and take up the gap. I couldn't imagine any candidate surviving the rest of the day as a candidate if he or she proposed raising the number of Syrian refugees 500%.
According to the third, though, they're going to amnesty and all these illegals, and they're going to stop enforcing the law against people cross. If people cross the border and get here, they can stay here. So she's going to go to full Merkel. She's going to have a huge surge from the third world. And the reason is they want to knock out the Republican Party forever. They want to make sure that it can never be reelected.
Well, they're also knocking out America forever with that same punch.
Exactly, yes. They're going to completely dispossess the historic American nation. They are electing a new people. That's what they intend to do.
It's so interesting. I can, you know, when I went to school in Norway in 1950, I was the most un-Norwegian looking person you ever saw on the street. Right. I have brown hair. I have brown eyes. Today. In Norway, I'm the most Norwegian-looking person in any,
yeah, as well, yes, that's right.
Any bus station, any restaurant. I mean, the idea of 189 Somalis getting together in a nightclub in Helsinki, Finland, all of them Finnish citizens. It sounds great. It sets the syrups of the soul all a sizzle, but it's not working out. It is not working out. And if you want daily reinforcement, information, entertainment, great source of knowledge, go to VDare, and we can thank Peter Brimelow, as I thank him now, for this last hour. Thank you, Peter, and continued strength and good things to you.
Thank you, Barry. Keep in touch. Let's keep in touch.
Take care. To be continued, exactly. Great patriot, great American, even though he was born. He's just an American who happens to have been born in the United Kingdom.